rehearsals so we could host auditions.
For those of you who auditioned and are now here, welcome. As we mentioned in our email last week, Ash unfortunately has had to take leave till the end of the year. So to help prepare us for Verdi, we are welcoming Valerie St. Arnaud.
French accent all the time. I'm from France. I'm from the Caribbean, actually, from Martinique. Yes, I have two daughters, 26 years old, who is living in France, and an 18 years old, who's just gonna go to college at the University of Oregon. This is why I won't be with you September 24th, I think. I need to bring her, drop her off college, and then I'll come back. Yes, so I'm the artistic director of the San Francisco Girls Chorus, but I'm also the chorale director of Philharmonia Baroque and Chorale, if you know this organization. So I've been working with them for 4 years now. And one of the things that I love is also contemporary music. I love new music all the time. I love also Baroque music, and I love Verdi, so, you know, I just love discovering things and music. I'm very excited to be with you. Next time, I'm going to start right on time, 7:15 it is. As you know, this is a big piece. We have a lot to go through, right? It's not just because I want to have you at 7:15. I do, you know, but it's also because each rehearsal, I'd like to start with a warm-up where we're going to work on basic vocal technique things that we won't have the time all the time to do during the piece because there are so many notes to learn. This piece is difficult because you need stamina. It's long, you're singing all the way, you know, through beginning to the end, and you need to have a lot of energy at the end. If you give everything in the first movement, you're out. This is vocal technique, right? So how to use your air to and support your phrasing. And a lot of the work I'm gonna do is working on the diction, because this is the only way you're gonna be over the orchestra. Diction and legato, right? Precision and clarity. So it's really not about all the time. That's not gonna work at one point, right? So I'm gonna take the time to make sure we have all the notes and we'll work on the colors. That's if you're able to do those piano, pianissimo, soprani, those very high note, head voice and very light, you're gonna be fine with the DS hearing. I'm not gonna even start with that, right? Let's start with the warm-up. So that's why it's important, 7:15, I really would like to take just 10 minutes to bring everybody together and work on different things. Make sense?
Yes. Okay? Yes.
Very good. Let's stand and let's do a, let's start our warm-up. And this entire, you know, music, you need to be grounded on your feet. You know, that's the main thing. There is no way you can sing like that without body and ground. Those are your friends, okay? Let's start on, can you all do that? Great. And let's start on A. Take the time to slide. Don't push, you just use your air, okay? And we breathe. And look at your neighbors while singing. what I hear, you know? It's, I hear that. I exaggerate, right, just for you to hear it. What I like to hear is resonance, knees, foot, ground.
Thank you. let's do A major.
You choose your notes. So between D, 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 take the notes you want.
Right.
I would like to work on vowels. We, A, A, O, we. So we, A, A, O, we. Can you see that? And
we, A, A, O, we.
And I want you to listen to each other and make sure you all have the same we, A, A, O, right? Same vowels. We again and
we, A, A, O, we.
So some of you are doing A, some of you are doing A. We, A, I'm doing it on purpose. From here. We, A, A, O, we.
We, A, A, O, we.
And you're going to do that twice. So it's going to be, can I have the. You're going to do. We, A, O, we. A, O, we. Same note each time. Just choose your note and you sing the vowels. Okay? If you want to be together, you need to breathe together. So I shouldn't hear. Great. When you're doing that, listen to the other part. Make sure you can hear all the notes. Okay. Let's go a half step up. Thank you. you're doing, some of you, I don't know, decide something. Almost. Let's take the...
Thank you.
note, this last page, do you have the same bar numbers, 164?
Yes.
You have for the Lucia?
Yes.
Separated Lucia. Let's say staccato. We'll see how staccato is going to be, how much staccato, but really separate. So Lucia, right? And I think you can breathe before this Lucia. Okay. Let's go back to the top. Tenor, can I hear you? Let's do so. 132. That's going to be for everybody. 134, 135, you have the phrase Requiem Aeterna. Right? So we need to hear that this progression. You have the crescendo until Aeterna. And careful with this interval. One more time, tenor. Same thing for everybody. You have this accent, you know, the dona. It's really to make sure that you understand the stress is on dona and the dona. Okay, dona. And you have this small crescendo, so dona. You actually don't have the crescendo, the others do. Can I have tenor 138? And maybe if we can have the G of the soprano, just for them to get used at 138. And two. Tenor 142, let's do that. Yes, not that tempo. Tam, ti, da. Keep them. Ace. Yes. One more time, 142. Only the notes, okay? One more time, tenor, 142. Do and one. Be together. Yes, and you wait here. Add a sign, like what I'm doing, I'm drawing an I. Because here he might do da di da di da. Maybe not, but you have to look, okay, and watch. Very good. Can we do that with bass? Bass and tenor from 132? So it's really Donna, the note should already be there. It's hard to do, but Donna, I hear a little bit of Donna, you do the D and then the vowel, right? Donna, otherwise I have Donna, I have something like that. Precision, okay? Donna, can we do that? Tenor and bass, 142, and one. And we will see with him.
Okay.
But be ready, I'm pretty sure it won't be ta di da di da di. No, I don't think so. But he might. So that's why you need to watch, okay? And we'll know before. But so Friday LT? So you have all the indication already, the crescendo, everything. Alti, can you do that? Alti and soprano together. No, everybody, can you do that? Nya, 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 nya. Go ahead.
Nya, 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 nya.
Because Alti, when you're singing, and it's low, so I need to have re, what was it going to be? Yes. Re, and that re. It's a little bit backward and breathy. Re. It's not loud, it's precise. And re. Here. Okay, Alti and soprano.
Tenor.
And what? 138. 132, sorry, 132. Top of the number, 132. Okay, let's sit tall, make sure we're using our instrument. Again, you see bar 148. Same thing, you have this movement, ti-di-da-di-da, with this crescendo, okay? Soprano, I wanted to tell you before, at 138, you see soprano, you have do, la, you have diminuendo. The others have the crescendo, but you have the diminuendo, right? So we want to hear down, ti, yes?
In our score, the tenor has a dotted crescendo.
At 138?
148.
148, let's see. So, do the crescendo.
Okay.
Yeah, I have it dotted, I don't know why. Let's do the crescendo. So we are at 145 for everybody. 145.
Thank you.
we start there, 164, and one. I didn't hear anything about your crescendo. I would like you to sing that on brrr, right? And so no words, but on brrr, I want you to feel what's happening. When if you really want to do a crescendo and it goes until, so et lux perpetua, perpetua, luceat. And this luceat, we're doing it that short. I don't think it's going to be that short. I just want you to know it's going to be different, okay? Let's stand and sing your part on blue, okay? So we are at 160. Okay? Bing. Thank you. Maybe you didn't, again. What I want you to feel, first of all, it's gonna be this legato. This so the luce, it's much more like you release everything than just tu, 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 right? 160. Yes, again. Tenor right away. Yes. It's crescendo. It's not dance. No. The entire part, and I know I'm going to repeat it all the time. What I hear in terms of theory, that's perfect. You're holding your three beats. Musically, it's really something has to happen during this long note. It can be Valerie, you have your three beats. That's not working, right? So it's either but something, and I let you free to just give me something. Lucky you don't do that all the time. Yes. Beautiful. Oh. that again. Enjoy this chord, it's gorgeous. Do you hear it? And you're doing it really well, so. 145, et? Okay, so 179. We start with alti. So one, it's gonna be faster, right? But I want the right note, precision, accent where they are, and diction. Okay? I knew it! It's not 181. Listen to it, once. From 179. Okay, make sure. Have that one more time.
Thank you.
more time from the 179. Okay? And the everybody, and you say the beramit. Again?
The beramit.
Let's roll the R, right? When it's gonna be too much, I'll tell you. But for now I have the beramit, like the English R, not possible. The beramit. One and
libera me.
Libera. A close, close D. Okay. One and
libera me.
Yes. Let's do all the text. Everybody, let's stand and let's do text for everybody. One and
libera me.
So everybody for now, text of the alt 179, okay? Text for everybody. One and two.
Libera me domine de morte eterna. In die illa tremenda.
Great. So even when you have all those accents, it's still morte eterna. It's never morte eterna. You need to have stress, right? Morte eterna in die illa tremenda. Each time you need those stress. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Otherwise we have that. Okay? Ati! Have a seat, everybody, yes. One and two. Yes. For everybody, it's gonna be li and then li. And you release. One and two.
Thank you.
1, 2, 3,
and...
Indeed.
Yes.
It's not an intimate, sacred piece. Tremendo! Go ahead, right? Unless it's written pianissimo. One, two, and...
Remember, when she asks really important questions, let's look to the section leaders to do the primary answers, right? And section leaders, raise your hands up high. And we don't have a tenor section leader, so all the tenors talk. No. One tenor talk, that kind of thing. And we're going to start on time next week, aren't we?
Yes.
Now, I know some people can't get here at 7:15. You receive grace. The rest of you receive wrath. So make sure we're here at 7:10. Blah, blah, blah. So at 7:15, we start, right? Okay. Okay, there we go. Snacks. Who brought snacks?
Bases.
Give Bases a hand. Who brings snacks next week? Who brings snacks next week? Sopranos, you have the privilege of bringing snacks next week. Excellent. Who set up this week?
Altos.
And who sets up next week?
All my altos are September.
Okay, altos, you get this great privilege of setting up next week. Okay, so we're getting back together in 11 and a half minutes. So that's 12 minutes. Okay, which is at what time on the clock? 12 minutes is what?
8:42.
So 8:42? 8:42. Go.